Good evening, Patriots. You know, we keep working from a very similar paradigm, myself included, and it struck me tonight after doing some reading that I think we've been looking at this entire situation the wrong way. The world is in chaos, and each day it seems to get a little bit crazier. And we do pray for people to come awake. We do pray for the world to lift the heaviness off their heart and to see clearly. But something struck me tonight, and I think we've missed an important part of this message, an important part of what God would expect from us, and an important part of our mission. People are not going to wake up by themselves. And the only way people are going to wake up is when they finally descend into darkness and they realize that their worst nightmares have come true. And it's from that jolt of the nightmare that they begin to awaken. We have our faith in God, and God in turn trusts us. And as he put Paul in dark places, like in prison, Paul never stopped. In fact, he became more powerful in the darkest of places. I say this truly with my heart. It just hit me a little bit ago. The world is being cast into darkness, and it's going to continue to go into darkness. But God is counting on us to be that light. We are the light, the lamp, and the salt, that light on the hill. And I truly believe that he knows. Again, this is not like God speaking to me. I want to be clear, but it's just very clear to me right now. This is a path that we're on, that we're not embracing the greatness of this path. That the greatness of the path is that we aren't trying to leave the darkness. We should be embracing that we're descending into the darkness. That we should be celebrating that God is letting this world fall into darkness, because when we get into the darkness and we are light, it is there that people finally begin to see. We are essentially the remnant. And the beauty of the remnant is that we are strong with God. No matter what, we won't waver. We're not going to be tempted by this injection. They're trying. They're trying to coerce. And God knows there's many people that are going to be pulling off, that those of true faith and true belief are not going to waver. But those that have shallow roots, or those that don't have a good foundation, they'll be coaxed away by lures of money or lures of donuts, literally, or lures of just weak spine, inability to stand, because they don't have a true belief in God. But the amazing thing is that if we embrace this travel into darkness, what does that tell us? The most amazing thing. If we get into darkness and we truly stand with God, we become absolutely powerful. We've been taking this so much on the propaganda that's been placed upon us, the pursuit of us, the persecution of us, the forcing of us to take a COVID vaccine. And I've been doing the same thing, and I've realized that that's completely selfish. That isn't what God would ask or want. That's a me perspective. It's not a God perspective. God places us places so that we can become greater than we even know that we are. And in this whole time, we've been strengthening and prepping our place. And getting stronger in our faith. Getting more clear in our direction. And now the world begins to descend into darkness. I don't know how long that goes, but right now, this is the most amazing time to be with God in faith as this world falls. It's a place where, let me put it like this. If you turn a lamp on in the middle of the day, it's nothing. It's just a lamp. If you turn a lamp on during sunrise or sunset, it's still very little. The impact is little. Think about when you're driving your car at sunrise or sunset and notice how, and you put the headlights on and it's just the sun's about ready to set or the sun is just about ready to rise. You have to look at the dash to see if your lights are even on because you can't even tell on the road before you. But now think about driving your car in the fog, in the dead of night. Man, the lights are so bright and it's reflecting off the fog that you have to go to dims most of the time. You can't even go with brights because it reflects back on you. We're heading deep into this fog. And we keep wanting to shut our lights off. We keep wanting to say, no, 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 give us light. We don't want this. We need to be like running. I mean, into the fog. Like, give us more. Crank up those brights. Throw the fog lights on. This is the most amazing time if we shift the paradigm. Nothing can touch us. We see what's around us, and instead of feeling the heaviness of where it's trying to grab us, and it's like, oh, I don't know who I can trust. This is what we know. That as the darkness settles in and as we stay tight with God in our prayers and our focus, let the darkness settle in. You know that the best time to do an operation on the enemy is about 2 a.m. in the morning. That's the best time. The dead of night when everything's still and everybody is now just kind of lulled themselves into accepting the darkness of the night. That's when everything happens. And this is where we are. Acts 26:18, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Powerful words. Essentially, our mission. I mean, it truly energizes me because when you think about it, we're still walking around with a pretty heavy load on us. All of us are. We're feeling it. I feel it every day. You get up and you look around and you're like, oh, here's another day, another clown show, another level of insanity. But we have to let that go. In the world that we move into, it's the world led by God, not the world led by our fears or our burdens or our interpretations of things. This world that we're now in, that God's leading us in, the world is descending and we have into darkness and we need to look at this and not be timid. But suddenly see clearly that this is exactly where God wants us. What a powerful moment. The darkness descends, everything calms down, the people get lulled into their sleep with Satan himself. And what happens? We light the lamps. And that lamp on the table now lights up the whole city. And people begin to look up. And they begin to see. And it's not just the light, it's the hope that comes with that. What a beautiful place to be. Well, I don't like to see people walk off the cliff, but at the same time, it's their choice. But God doesn't worry about that. Because even though I joke about it, they're not actually becoming lizards. Though sometimes I wonder, maybe they are. I don't think God thinks they're becoming lizards. We'll find out. We'll find out in a few weeks. They might become lizard heads, but that's okay. You ever see that film? I think it's called Slither or Snake or something like that. Where they actually were taking snake venom and turning themselves into big old snakes. Well, you know, Bochy's probably a snake. But God doesn't care, really, if they take this injection. And this is why. The choices they make on the length of their life is irrelevant. It's the choice that they make of coming back to God and to returning to Him. So let's say, for example, in a very dark sense, that a whole bunch of people are going to be casualties from this injection. Or that a whole bunch of people have their lifespans shortened because of this injection. In the consideration of God and getting His children home, it doesn't matter. What matters is, do they return to Him and do they repent? And do they then commit to live through the body of Christ? That's what matters. So if that is the objective, and we let go of our own expectations and we get go of our own frustrations and our own fears, because they're there. When I say that, and we're calculating, and so fear is a different, I use fear broadly, because fear, I think everyone considers fear like cowering and shaking. When we have concerns, well, maybe we'll use the term concerns rather than fear all the time, but when we have these concerns of, say, the deep state coming in and confiscating your food or taking your guns, that generates a response. And it's an emotional response that is amplified, that at some level has an adrenaline and a dopamine connection to it, and we begin to really focus on, okay, what's our tactics? What are we going to do? Do I need to start preparing this way? How am I going to respond? All that's a waste of time. God wants us here right now. And He knows that it's not going to be easy. That's not the point. But He also knows that walking with Him, it doesn't matter what things you have. Remember the story of the young rich man and Christ. When the young rich man asks, and Christ said, he said to Christ, "Well, what do I need to do?" And He says, "You need to follow the Ten Commandments." And so He gives the Ten Commandments. And the young man says, "Well, I've done all that." So Christ says, "Then sell everything and then you can follow Me." And he walks away and he doesn't do it because he's too attached to the material things. If we're going to walk this path and we're truly going to be walking with God on this path, we have to be willing to walk the whole path, whatever that looks like. And that might mean letting go of things. We cannot be attached to the physical. We have to be committed to the spiritual. So in that place, darkness is a great place to walk. Paul shows us that. Man, and just reading Ephesians, you know, he's there. He's talking of it while he's in prison. Great clarity comes there. He's not afraid. He sees it as an opportunity. This is the opportunity. We're in it. And as the world continues to descend, we're getting stronger in faith and we're becoming the beacons of hope and light, even though it doesn't look like it yet. The world is still in denial about the consequences of this injection, of even the consequences of this fake presidency that seems to be going around here. It seems to be becoming the fashion statement lately of accepting lies as truth and wearing Luciferian tennis shoes by Nike with human blood in them. The world is completely exposed right now. We are seeing everything that we knew was there, everything that we've been telling people for years, they've been denying, calling it conspiracy theorists. These people aren't Luciferian. They're not. It's there now. It's right before them. And they're still walking in a daze, many. They're still in denial, many. I mean, read the comments. If you like, there was a Twitter post the other day on these Luciferian shoes, and you read the comments, and they're really what we're faced with. Things like, who cares? What type of crazy Christians are going to have to worry about these shoes? These things are no big deal. They're just cool. That's the sort of stuff going on. Okay. But as this descends, and we're standing strongly in our faith, we become the islands. We're going to be okay for many reasons. One, we have faith. Two, we're also not standing still. We're preparing. We're getting ourselves solid with what we need in our homes, with our relationships, within our communities, within fellow patriots. But we're not sitting here in fear. And we're definitely not walking as sheep. As this settles in, and this darkness settles in, and I believe it will get more crazy, and I think it will get darker. The only way out of this darkness will be those that have faith and that can guide them out. Back to that statement from the Irish Prime Minister almost a year and a half ago, if not two. Never will so much be asked of so few by so many. We're arriving very quickly at that point. From our perspective, taking this injection is beyond anything we would ever do because it's transforming God's temple that he gave us. But there is a strange twist to this. And we've already seen indications of this because as people, and I'm getting these reports from people of the frontline doctors, and they're saying that as people awaken to what they've done, they immediately start to ask, what can they do? And the answer is medically nothing. There's only one thing left that they can do. They have to pray. And they have to return to God. God will use evil for good. And he will place us in places that are not comfortable for us, but he will trust us to do what he needs done to awaken and to bring those back to him. The time we're in right now isn't something to be concerned with. It's something to embrace. It's an opportunity. And it's all about perspective. If we take the perspective that we're on the defensive, then you're going to live like you're on the defensive. And you're going to bunker up. You're going to retract. You're going to extend your walls. You're going to pull within. But that's not our mission with God. Just exactly the opposite. Our mission with God is to reach out, to extend our hand, to help those in need, to raise up those that have no voice, and to live without fear. Because God said, and has promised, I'll take care of it all. I'll protect you and I'll provide everything you need. This is truly an opportunity to live into God in a way that we've never had such an opportunity to do so like this, in such an amazing place and with such amazing power. And the farther that the world slides, the more we should be pushing in to God, the more that we should be living through the body of Christ, the more that we should be walking in God's laws to become stronger, more determined, and more unwavering in that path. And as we build that foundation more firmly, this remnant, whatever it is on a global level, I don't know, but this remnant will become the lights that will guide the many out of darkness, Because darkness is here and it's getting darker. And as it gets darker, it's only then that you can really see that lamp on the hill. It's only there that it just shines across everything. That's where we are. So it's an amazing change in paradigm when we take this path. We change the way we look at the world through the optics of what God would want. Where in God's model does it say evil will come get you? Where does it say that? Where does it say that you need to be worried that they're going to force you to get an injection? Where does it say in God's model that your life will be under siege, that you'll be chased down and pursued? What does it say? Trust in me. Have faith. Have no fear. How many hundreds of soldiers had to come in and arrest Christ? I always laugh at that. It's like one man. Should have taken like three guys. Instead, they send in like a whole battalion. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but tons of people to come in and arrest one man. One man with 12 disciples with one sword. That's God's power. Fear is the ultimate cancer, and the only thing that is consistent about this entire fight, this mental warfare that's been going on, is fear. COVID is based on fear. The pandemic is based on fear. The injection is based on fear. The deaths are based on fear. All of it contrived, overblown in numbers, and twisted to such a degree to make you believe in something that's not true. Antifa is driven and made on fear, to put fear in others. BLM is created to instill fear in others. Racial attacks, the accusations of against Trump supporters, all generated, all done to instill fear, to make you feel that you're under siege. The FBI coming to knock on people's door. It's all for fear. Fear, fear. With God, there is no fear. They have no control over you when you take away fear. It doesn't matter what happens. What matters is if you have fear or not. And as the world falls and there's more and more fear, it's kind of like watching your own light glow within, because the farther we descend into this darkness, the more you will glow, and the more people will see that, and the more people they will turn to you. And the more you'll be able to guide them and point them into the direction. And that translates to the fact that they will begin to hear you, which they're not hearing right now. So we must have faith. It's time to celebrate the darkness because we are light. It's time to put all these imaginary threats aside, to put ourselves before God, to humble ourselves, to thank Him for all that He brings, and now embrace the night. We own the night if we choose to, and it's in the night that we can set them free. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we've come together to reflect and to open our eyes, to change the paradigm, to see the opportunity where there seemed to be gloom, to turn evil to good, to awaken to what you've put within us, to be the light and the salt, to guide people away from darkness, but only in the darkness can they see the light, and only in the darkness will the light shine and expose the darkness for what it is. For light needs darkness to exist and to be seen. So let us be those lights, Lord, in this dark time as the world descends to darkness. Let us be the lamps that people see so that we can guide them away and let them see for themselves and let the scales fall from their eyes so that they can see clearly. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Truly an epic time, Patriots. Truly an epic time. Keep on marching. Have no fear. We're changing the world one lamp at a time. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight and never give in. Keep your prayers up. Light your lamps. Know that God will not forsake you. And in the end, God will always win. I'll see you in the morning at 5 a.m. Until then, or until the next time, God bless and out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose, reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in. Stay a while and you'll see that every broken dream fit together flawlessly. Sets down over the hill where the lost got found, reaching through somehow. Oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Thank you. the tides out on the freeway, let it ease my mind. We run away sometimes when belonging becomes something to find. We always come back to what we know. Keep it close on the cold days, darling. Counting all the ways where you are a safe place to hide from the rain.